Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. As New World Screwer moves alarmingly closer to the U.S. border, new strategies are being rolled out to combat the threat. RCAF, United Stock Growers of America, CEO Bill Bullard weighs in on the latest developments.
More protection for the United States. And previously, the strategy was to release feral male screwworm flies in the midsection of Mexico to prevent the fly from moving northward. But most recently, what USDA did was shift the dispersion area even into the United States, 50 miles into Texas, not only to continue preventing the fly from moving northward within Mexico, but in the event that it were to cross the U.S. border, any female flies would only have access to sterile male flies and no eggs would be fertile.
These sterile flies have been dyed to glow in the dark.
So they've actually dyed the sterile male flies so that they could be identified in the U.S. in case some of these flies end up in traps. Well, what they did was they did put some glowing light, lighted fluorescent dye within those flies so they can be readily recognized.
Once again, RCAF USA CEO Bill Bullard. With today's Line on Agriculture Report, I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.